From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Rebecca Smith. Hearing aids and cochlear implants may not fit all patients' needs, so the University of Missouri Healthcare System has made a new and more efficient hearing device a reality. Rodney Davis from the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk tells us more about the only health system in the state to offer patients a new implantable hearing device.
Hearing is a bodily function some take for granted. It's almost like breathing. It just happens. You usually don't think about it. However, not everyone has that luxury. Approximately 15% of American adults experience hearing loss, according to the National Institute on Deafness and Other Communication Disorders. Things have been invented to help people with hearing loss, like hearing aids and cochlear implants, but these aren't one-size-fits-all. So to help those who suffer from hearing loss over time, the University of Missouri's Ear, Nose, and Throat Center had developed a more effective and convenient hearing aid. Essentially, an implantable hearing device called Esteem is the equivalent to LASIK surgery for your ear.
Having an active lifestyle, it allowed them to have an implantable hearing device and have good quality of hearing without having to wear a hearing aid on the outside.
That's Dr. Arnaldo Rivera. He's a neurotologist at the MU ENT Hearing and Balance Center. He's the only doctor in the state of Missouri certified to implant Esteem.
So it's limited by the amount of people who have the training. It's limited by the cost of the device. It's not cheap, and most insurance don't cover it, just like they don't cover hearing aids, unfortunately.
Despite the current limitations, like a $33,000 price tag for the device and procedure, the potential impact Esteem can have on the hearing impaired is immense. Emily Fry is the Information Program Specialist at the Missouri Commission for the Deaf and Hard of Hearing. She works with the deaf community daily and sees the advantages of hearing aids.
Great example is grandparents that are having progressive hearing loss. And if you get to a point where you can't hear your grandchildren, and that's something that you were looking forward to younger in your life, you know, you might want to get a hearing aid.
However, not everyone in the deaf community is a fan of hearing aids. Some people feel like you're being robbed of the true deaf experience if you're using an aid.
Some people would believe that if you put in a device that can make you hear, then you cannot fully participate in that same cultural lifestyle. I mean, similar to an immigrant coming to the United States maybe and saying you can never identify again with your national heritage.
Rivera is optimistic that over time, the new procedure will be more accessible to everyone.
So hopefully costs will drop and become more available. That's the natural history, usually, of technology. As it becomes more available, demands goes up and prices drop, and you know, more and more people will receive benefits of this.
From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Rodney Davis.